Now, analytics, as we've been discussing, is one of the other major advantages which e-commerce players have. In a physical store, you can talk to customers face to face and help them find what they are looking for. You have a direct contact with them, but that contact lasts only while the customer is in the store and is lost the moment the customer walks out. If a store rep interacts with, say, 50, 60 prospective customers and answers multiple questions, it is impossible to keep a record of all those questions and who asked what. In an online store, you could do that. You could track every click of the mouse. You don't see your customers, but you're able to record their browsing history, their purchase history, and use that to target, promote, and push additional purchase recommendations to your customers. You know the seasonal variations, you know when to promote what. So analytics is actually a game changer for e-commerce industry, as players could use data of individual customers and of customer segments to plan their promotional marketing campaigns and offers. This means that for an e-commerce brand, the need for analytics is immense, or else it will be difficult for you to attract customers for buying products which they are not actively looking for. With analytics, you get to know more about your customer, your products, and your website. For example, if you've launched three different models of the same product, which one is engaging customers more? So for which model are customers reading the descriptions, reading testimonials, watching more images? You get to know that, and you know which products to keep on the store and which to be discarded. That information to be collected in a physical store will take a longer time. So in an e-commerce world, in an online world, you get an overview of what is working on your website or app and what is not. However, more than that, it is about properly managing all three pillars of your e-commerce store: sellers, buyers, and the marketplace itself. But analytics helps you plan and manage each of these more efficiently. Now here, analytics, as we've said, here's a snapshot that gives you a tracking an overall journey of all the customers coming to your website. For example, how many people came on your website, how many added products to the cart, and how many eventually completed the purchase. So you could use this insight to improve the touch point and ease of purchase across every step. So how do you improve the conversion or yield at every step? Imagine this in a physical scenario. It's difficult to track how many people walk in, how many pick up a product and put it back in the display rack. But in an e-commerce environment, you could easily do that and hence plan on how to improve your stage-wise conversion, how to make more people add products to cart, how to reduce abandonment of products in the cart, and how to push notifications, send emails to ensure more people complete the final purchase and make the payment. Now, these are the multiple advantages. Let's look at the few disadvantages as well. First, there's no barriers to entry. So as I said, I could literally go ahead and right now start an online store in less than 10 minutes. That's an advantage for me, but since everybody else can do that, that also becomes a disadvantage to me. So I will have more and more competition selling the same products, same services to the same customer segment. So I have more competition. So to stand out, I'll have to beat all the other competitors, because anybody and everybody could start a store online. Then there could be large scale disruption. So in case if there is a virus, if there is a hack into my server, there could be a large scale disruption. In a physical store, if I have 10 stores and if there is a theft in one of the stores, my other 9 stores are still functioning. But if I'm running an e-commerce store and a hacker hacks into my server, my entire business, my entire customer data is affected. So disruption is large scale. security issues because of hacking, network downtimes. There are security issues as well. Then there is no touch and feel. Some customers like to try and feel products. For example, if they want to buy sneakers, if they want to buy a t-shirt, they want touch and feel, which is not possible in an e-commerce industry. Then there are quality issues as well. Quality issues, trust issues. What you see is not what you get all the time. So customers have trust issues. Then delivery and logistics. Sending goods to remote parts of the country. If the customer wants to return the product, then there is reverse logistics involved. This could be a challenge as well. There are internet scammers, people who pose as genuine sellers and scam buyers, people who pose as genuine buyers and scam sellers. So this is a problem exclusive to the e-commerce players. Then unclear return guarantees and policies. So customers who order and want to return, so policies of the buyer, how customers interpret that, these could be points of dissatisfaction for the buyers. Then customers can be impatient, they want quick deliveries, which at times may not be possible, so customers are not willing to wait longer. Then e-commerce is highly competitive because anywhere in the world is your competitor. Anywhere in the world is your competitor. So your competition is high. No barrier to entry. Anybody, anywhere can sell to anyone, anywhere. So competition is huge. It's stiff. And then fast changing business environment. Technology disruptions happen every day. People move from websites to marketplaces, to mobile apps, to social commerce. Technology is changing very fast. And then physical store still remain a popular choice for a lot of customer segments. Hence the reason why in India, e-commerce is still at about 2.2%. Not only because of the different technology factors, but also because a lot of people still are more comfortable walking in for the touch, feel, and trust factors of buying offline. Let's talk about no barriers to entry. As we said, if it is easy for me to start a new business online in less than 10 minutes, it is equally easy for everybody else. So no barriers to entry means more competition. So today, online storefront providers bring you the ability to set up an e-commerce store within minutes. As I said, within 10 minutes, platforms like Shopify or Dukaan, I can set up a store in less than 10 minutes. So can you and so can everybody else. So, and you can do it for free also in most of the online marketplaces. All you have to do is pay a certain commission as low as 2-2.5% for every transaction. So this effectively creates no barriers for competition to existing businesses immediately. So in online world, any small business can take on big businesses and hope to win, which is not possible in the offline world. So it's a big, vast open world with enormous competition. So you always have to stay ahead of your competitors. Now, such business also poses another problem of identifying genuine sellers. But how do buyers know that the stores they are purchasing are genuine and trustworthy? The lowered barriers to entry might be a great attraction to the aspiring e-commerce entrepreneur, but for the buyer, reliability can be an issue. It could lead customers to restrict their online purchases from e-commerce famous websites. For example, if I, as a customer, get duped by one seller, I may lose trust on buying online altogether. So then I may stop trusting even the genuine sellers. So no barriers to entry is one of the major disadvantages for e-commerce players and businesses. Then comes large-scale disruption. So since e-commerce business is largely technology dominated, there is a possibility of huge disruption in rather a very small time frame. Now in year 2017 was a monumental year for the Indian telecom sector. Reliance Jio, the world's biggest startup and India's richest man Mukesh Ambani's telecom baby, was born. They introduced Jio as one of the primary telecom players in India. So no industry in history has ever been disrupted at a faster pace and at a shorter time, as was the Indian telecom industry with the launch of Jio. Mountains fell, earth trembled, and giants like Airtel, Idea went back to extinction, and they had to find ways to stay competitive with the low tariff plans that Jio offered. This changed the entire industry, and with more and more people having access to sell online, not just buy online, but the access to sell online made competition even harder for the existing e-commerce businesses. Now, there are also security issues when it comes to 100% online transactions. Cybersecurity, or more precisely, the lack of security, is a major problem on the internet today. You would always hear news about hackers hacking into a particular website or a payment gateway and stealing user data, email, credit card numbers, passwords even. And this reduces the trust that people have on e-commerce websites. E-commerce sites record important customer data, name, phone number, address, and bank details, credit card details, passwords, CVV numbers. So if these sites don't implement stringent cybersecurity measures, your data is at risk of falling into the wrong hands. And even with the strictest of measures, we've had even prominent websites, portals, payment gateways being hacked into and customer data stolen. So customers become wary of transacting online, and hence you would see a prevalence or preference for cash on delivery in India, because people don't trust online websites with their critical payment or bank information. Most of the big players in online shopping certainly have the best in-class security measures to protect their customer details, but the same can't be said about the countless smaller sites who may not have the expertise to do so. And hence, as a customer, you really want to think hard before you finally decide to share your details and buy on an unknown e-commerce website or app. Then, no touch and feel is a major problem. You really like the design of a t-shirt, but you don't really trust the quality of the fabric or the quality of the design. What happens after the first or the second wash? In a physical store, you could touch the fabric and you could get a sense of the quality of the fabric. That does not happen in an online environment. For example, if you buy a music system, you cannot play it online to check if it sounds right. You only rely on the customer testimonials. But we all know that even testimonials can be fabricated. They could be false. They could be staged by the online seller. But if you are purchasing a home theater system offline, you may much rather sit in the experience center in the physical store and experience the quality and the sound. So this is a major reason why a lot of people in a lot of categories want to visit physical stores and buy what they need to buy. Then customers can also be very impatient. If a customer has a question, in store, there's always a salesperson on the floor ready to answer them. However, on e-commerce websites, it's difficult to get a response. Obviously, now there are chatbots, but chatbots are automated responses. They don't always give you the direct answer. All they do is lead you to different links where you could go and read. But not everybody is comfortable reading FAQ sections. They want a person to talk to. But e-commerce players, for the reason to maintain a low cost, cannot have so many people to answer questions on phone or on chat for customers. And not everybody is comfortable reading descriptions. So this could be one reason why a lot of customers may feel not motivated enough or not confident enough to go through with a purchase. But in a physical store, the sales rep or the store owner can come handy and answer all your questions. So this is another one of the disadvantages of running an e-commerce website or selling online. Then you also have the fast changing business environment. Technology evolves fast. Some entrepreneurs find it hard to keep up and hence lose a lot of business in the process. This makes business growth unattainable. But today, success or failure of a business and the organization is dependent wholly upon the organization's ability to be flexible and to respond to the external changing environment. And technology is changing every day. So for smaller sellers, sometimes it could be a challenge. For example, a few years ago, a lot of sales happened only and only on websites, e-commerce websites, .com, .in. But in the last few years, with the increase in number of smartphone, businesses moved to apps. For example, Amazon.com has a website and has a mobile app. Flipkart has a website, has an app. Instagram only sold on apps. So the shop only feature on Instagram was on mobile apps. People don't go to Instagram.com on the laptops. They use the mobile app. But a lot of businesses, smaller sellers, were slow to move to the app interface because it would cost to develop an app and they were not comfortable doing that. And hence they would lose momentum. But businesses who were quick to move and develop their own apps, promote it to the users, they were able to sell more and attract more users. Eventually, all businesses have to move from website only to website and app, and maybe in time to come, app only e-commerce ventures. So similarly, there are a lot of technology changes that happen. So as an e-commerce business, you'll have to be aware of it and you'll have to keep yourself updated to ensure you don't lose on your competitive advantage. Now, only those e-commerce businesses who are able to adapt to the changes and those who are able to assimilate and learn from changing environments are able to run the race and sustain their online business. Digital technology has changed the rules of the business game. So this is an environment where sellers or businesses have to constantly keep updating themselves and constantly learn new technology and uses of new technology. Now here, there's a small survey results of why physical store is still popular. So the ability to not touch and feel products is one of the major reasons why people still choose to buy online. Now, e-commerce players, industry have tried a few innovations. For example, you could have a virtual avatar of you try on a t-shirt, but still you only can feel how good it may look on you. You can't touch and feel the fabric of the t-shirt you plan to buy. So this remains a bone of contention, a doubt for customers, but so far technology does not have any possible solution to get ahead of this objection. So you could have multiple customer reviews and testimonials and videos, but this still remains a major concern for people not willing to buy certain categories online, especially apparel, furnishing, laptops, furniture, because the touch and feel is missing. And hence, physical store still remain a popular option in a lot of product categories. Now, let's look at the current status. Now, the exponential growth in e-commerce has only been aided by the recent COVID pandemic in the last couple of years. For example, a lot of people would have always wanted to go out and buy fresh vegetables because they wanted to see how fresh the vegetables are. But they had to move to online grocery shopping because of the lockdowns during the pandemic. Stores were shut and the only option was to buy online. So even though people would want to go to physical stores, the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdown made people explore the online option to buy certain products. So this would eventually help in increasing the adoption of online shopping for certain customer segments. And it also let people engage or sellers engage with new customers. So selling online eliminated the limitations of local foot traffic, enabling business owners to easily connect with customers from anywhere. So as I said, you could have a shop in one part of Mumbai and sell across the city, sell across the state, across the country, or even to global audience. You don't have to wait for a customer to walk into your physical store. This means that even small, locally owned businesses can see their products gain visibility and popularity on a national or international scale, giving them vastly increased sales opportunities. So there are advantages, there are disadvantages, but with technology, innovations, and shift in customer behavior, e-commerce will still continue to grow at a rapid pace. Thank you very much.